Good morning, everyone. This is Dr. Rose. I'm coming to you guys all the way from Aruba. And again, I'd like to welcome you to Transformation Tuesday. So in the next few minutes, it's really my desire, again, to plant that seed within you and nourish you with will hopefully cultivate that seed and help you get from where you are to where you want to be, because that's what we all desire, to get to where we envision ourselves being. And again, something tells me if you're joining this call this morning, you've made a decision, or at least that seed has been planted, that you're ready to start living your life in full bloom. So I want to get started. Again, I'm coming to you guys from the beautiful, beautiful island of Aruba. I've already decided I'm going to host a conference retreat here. So hopefully when I get all the details, you all will be able to join me. And that kind of just goes into the talk I want to have today about finding your own paradise. So that's a question I want you to ask yourself this morning. Where is your paradise? Where is your paradise? Oftentimes we desire vacations or go on vacations because we seek some type of peace or serenity or paradise or time out. And that's all good. That's all good. I'm all for vacations. Anyone who knows me knows that. Well, I want to talk to you guys today about the importance of finding the paradise within you. Finding the paradise within you, because that's possible. It's possible for you to tap into paradise each and every day, not just on the off chance that you get an opportunity to go on a vacation, but to tap into your paradise each and every day. This goes into step two of the seven steps to personal transformation, learning to live in the now. And that step is all about learning to tap into your paradise. And the way we do that is to, and this may sound foreign to some people, but to stop thinking so much. Stop thinking so much. I want to tell you guys a story, quick story. I remember growing up, my dad was a bit of a wisecrack. And when I would do something that I shouldn't have been doing and, you know, get in trouble for, get caught, as kids oftentimes do, he would ask me, why did you do that? And I would say to him, well, I thought. And he would stop me in mid-sentence and say, see what happens when you think? And we both would get a good laugh about that. Years later, now, when I think about his statement, see what happens when you think, I realize that it was more profound than I think either one of us thought it was. Because this process of thinking that we do is what really robs us of the present moment and robs us of our paradise. We live in a world where we overthink everything. And the overthinking of everything is what leads to a life of just feeling kind of just really on edge and agitated oftentimes. I want you guys to think about even when you're in your daily routine. It could be traveling to work. It could be when you're cooking or getting the kids together or whatever it may be. It could be when you're even in a meeting or you're having a conversation. How often do you find yourself or your thoughts trailing off and thinking about something other than the moment that you're in? You know, as human beings, just as with any other species of animal on the face of this earth, it's our natural state of being to be fully present and consciously aware in each and every moment of our day. As I sit out here, I'm poolside now, and I'm looking at the birds who they're tuned into their natural rhythm. I'm looking at the trees that's blowing in the wind, tuned into its natural rhythm. The grass back at home, you know, we don't have to tell it to grow. Everything flows with its natural rhythm. Our natural rhythm as people is to just be in a state of just peace, be in a state of peace. We're called human beings for a reason, because we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be. But we've turned ourselves into human doings, or what I say, human thinkers, overthinking everything. Even when you think about the word human beings and you think about the meaning of the word being, the meaning is the nature or essence of a person. So your being part of that human part of yourself is just your true nature. And we talked about this last week. So many of us have moved away from this true nature. We don't even know our essence because we spend so much time just thinking, overanalyzing everything. And the other part of that definition of being is existing, or better yet, conscious existing. conscious existence. And in my belief, when we talk about consciousness, I believe that consciousness is just another synonym for our higher being, for God's sake, you know, that resides within all of us. So when we are truly allowing ourselves to be a human being, we are tapped into that spiritual side of ourselves, not that analyzing side of ourselves, not the overthinking side of ourselves that creates so much anxiety and depression. I want you guys to ask yourself this question. How much of your thought process centers around you thinking about the past or being focused on the future? Because when I see clients, when I see patients, when people come to me and they share with me their stories and the things that have them just not tuned into the world, it's oftentimes something that happened in the past that they keep reliving over and over and over in their mind, keep thinking about it, playing it out. Past-focused thinking creates depression. Or on the flip side, I'll meet people who it's all about the future-focused thinking. You know, what if I'm not able to pay the mortgage this month? What if I lose my job? What if things don't work out in this relationship? This is all future-focused thinking, and that creates anxiety. And if you guys join me in that first conference call, you know it's over combined 30 million people a year just in the United States alone that are diagnosed with a depressive or anxiety disorder. A depressive or anxiety disorder, spending so much time focused on the past, again, that creates depression, or worried about the future, which creates anxiety, that they're missing out on the beauty of the present moment. And we've all heard that quote. That's why it's called the present. That's why it's called the present, because it's a gift. So I want to spend some time encouraging you all to learn to tap into the power of now. There's actually a great book I would recommend all of you guys to check out called The Power of Now by an author made famous by Oprah Winfrey, Eckhart Tolle. It's an excellent read. I would recommend you guys, if you can get it on audio, it's something to listen to on the way to work. It's just great. It reminds us of just how important it is for us to be in a present moment, because everything on earth, including us, is plugged into our natural rhythm. It's plugged into it. We have lost that connection to our natural rhythm. When we are present in the moment, I tell you guys, it's amazing how just abundance comes through. I want to give you an example, real life, you know, current example. Yesterday morning, I was discussing with my husband how I wanted to do a retreat here on the island, just do a transformation retreat. And if I talk to often about in the future, hopefully purchasing a place somewhere in the Caribbean where I can have just a regular flow of people coming in and do transformation retreats or one-on-one transformation exercises. And we were discussing this. Not 2 hours later, while we're out in the ocean swimming, we meet a woman who has a home on this island that she rents out, a large home, almost 5,000 square feet. And I was telling her about what I did, and she told me she wants to partner with me. She wants to partner and provide retreats. Now, look how effortless that was. There was no effort I put into that. I made my attention. I was in the moment, and things just flow to you that way. And that's one of many examples that I've had in my lifetime since I started deciding and committing myself to living a conscious, present, a life in the now, in the present moment, and staying out of the past and future-focused thinking so much. So I know for all of you, if you make this commitment to yourself to start really plugging into the present moment, get out of your head all the time. Overthinking is what has been pretty much for our world, like has really caused a lot of detriment to humanity and society as a whole. Think about how you sit around and think of arguments you may have had in the past. You're thinking about them, and you can still feel that emotion. Your brain doesn't know that this happened in the past. As you think about it and relive it, you're feeling the same emotion you felt, or the fear you have about something that could potentially happen in the future. You're creating a lot of angst. You're creating a lot of agitation and unfulfillment within yourself for no reason. Most of us have been conditioned just throughout time and convinced that thinking is what maintains our existence, that we have to think our ways out of it. You know, what are you thinking? You need to think more. You probably got, like I have been, guilty of telling your children that all the time. But I want to tell you guys that thinking is used for two things, to create strategy and to plan, and that's it. If you're not thinking to create strategy and to plan, you need to be in your present moment and stop all of that thinking, because it's unnecessary. It's unnecessary. We're supposed to be the ones that control our minds, but we've allowed our minds to control us. If you're experiencing depression, if you're experiencing anxiety, it's typically because you have allowed the beauty of thought that God gave us as human beings to take over. Your conscious state, your awareness state, your godlike state is what's supposed to be your default setting, not your thinking state. So here's some things that I want you guys to do, to commit to. I want you to be more consciously aware of when you're thinking unnecessarily. Again, if you find yourself thinking about stuff that is not going to help you strategize something or plan something, stop it. Stop it and go back into the present moment. On your commute to and from your job today or whatever you're doing, I want you guys to be in the present moment. I want you to pay attention to your surroundings. Get out of your head while you're driving. Stop thinking about things that are unnecessary. Just start plugging into the here and now. When you go outside, listen to nature. Listen to the birds chirp. Listen to the rustle of the leaves in the wind. I want you to really be present with people as they talk to you. Don't try to get ahead of them in their conversation. Other ways you can really stay in the power of the now and in the present moment is find some activity that you love doing, whatever that may be. It could be cooking. It could be exercising. But find some activity that you love doing and plug into that activity. When you find something you love, you lose yourself in it. You start going with the flow, and time just has no meaning. Like, time can go past and you don't realize you've been engaged in this activity for the last 20, 30, 40 minutes, an hour, or what have you. Stay out of the past. Stay out of the past. There's no future in the past. There's no past in your future. The only moment that matters is the here and now. Again, early on in my practice, it became obvious that pathological thinking was maintaining most of the dis-ease my clients presented with. But we don't have to be that anymore. We don't have to be disconnected from this human being, this conscious human being that we are, that God has given us, breathed life into us for us to be able to fully experience life. Let's plug back into that. And I know you guys can do that. Stay in the now. Really tune into and be present with your environment. Get out of the past. Stay out of the future. And just really allow yourself to plug into the natural flow of things by being present. And watch how abundant blessings just flow into your life effortlessly. Effortlessly. I guarantee you guys it happens. Chapter 2 in my book, Bloom 7 Steps of Personal Transformation, talks more about this. You can go to my website to get it. Also available on Amazon. And in closing, I would like to thank again all of you, as I do every week, for honoring me with your time, because there's nothing more. There's nothing more purposeful or passionate than I feel than planting the seeds of possibility in the minds of others. So I want you to give this some thought today. Not too much thought. Only think about it to plan and strategize how you're going to get yourself back into the present moment, to get yourself in the now, to live in the now. It's been a pleasure talking to you guys. I wish I could post video because it's beautiful here, but I encourage you all to find your own paradise within you today and get out there and start living your life in full bloom.